Let's go talk to Frank Schwab. He's with the NFL, an insider. He's joining us on the Huge Radio Network. And Frankie, the back and forth on will Brady stay in New England? Is he leaving? Man, I don't think Kraft or Belichick need this doubt that it seems he's gone. What are you thinking right now?
I don't know. It is, I guess, looking like, hey, this is over. I mean, everybody's, that's the buzz coming out of Indy right now. I don't know. I just, it's just tough to believe. It's tough to wrap my head around. And I'm not saying, you know, Brady's coming back because every single time points against it, but I guess it's just a me thing where it's so hard for me to believe that the New England Patriots are ready to move on, that Tom Brady thinks he's going to start over at age 43 at somewhere else, and that's a good idea. That I just keep thinking something at the last minute is going to happen, and this is going to get figured out. It would be an absolute shock to the system to see Brady in any other jersey. It's shocking as any, you know, sports thing we've seen that way.
Hey, Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, NFL Insider, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. If he wasn't leaving, though, Frank, I go back to what I said in my opening. They would have got this done, right? You know, sometime in January when they're eliminated, February. I mean, you would think this would have been an easy, hey, here's 2 years, here's $60 million, here's an option, third year, mutual team and player, whatever they would work out with his representation. And instead, it just seems that this is more about Brady and Belichick than it is about leaving the Patriots.
I think you're right in that, you know, when Robert Kraft, you know, I was on board with, hey, this is going to work out somehow. This is, you know, this is just posturing from both sides. But then when Robert Kraft came up and said, yeah, we want Brady to hit free agency, we want him back, but this is probably good for everybody. Well, if you really want a guy back, you don't say, yeah, it's a good idea for him to hit free agency. It just, that doesn't add up. And so once he said that, I kind of said, whoa, this really might be happening. And I agree. And look, things get done at the last minute. Maybe, you know, the idea of hitting free agency was really a good one for Tom Brady, but then, you know, you get really close to it and you realize maybe moving to the Raiders at this point in my career is not a good idea, and you come back. So I'm not ruling out something happening, but for certain, this has gotten to the point where, yeah, I guess it does seem like Tom Brady is going to be moving out.
I think they would have had a deal done if he was sticking around. There's no reason for this drama on the New England side or the Brady side, considering you're the greatest player of all time in Tom Brady, and you're the greatest dynasty with Belichick and Kraft and the Patriots. So the question remains that if they're letting him test the waters, there seems to be, and again, we don't know what true interest is, but you have the Colts, you have the Titans, you have the Chargers, you have the Las Vegas Raiders. Tampa is on the outside looking in, another team linked to Brady. I would think there would be other teams who would line up and maybe test the water. So where do you think he ends up playing if it's not New England?
The only place that really makes sense to me is the Chargers. And I keep hearing, like, this is kind of starting to annoy me now because I keep seeing, like, well, some team is going to pay Brady a ton of money because it's great for business. NFL teams don't need that. The Los Angeles Raiders are going to sell 100% of their tickets this year. Whether Brady's their quarterback, whether Derek Carr's their quarterback, whether Rusty Hilscher is their quarterback, it just doesn't matter. They're in a new city. They got a new stadium. They're going to sell out. It doesn't. People are like, oh, the jersey sales. Players get the jersey sales. Teams don't. Why would the Raiders sign a 43-year-old quarterback? Why would the Buccaneers sign a 43-year-old quarterback? It doesn't fit their coach's system. Why would it doesn't help anybody's business. The Giants have been, the Giants are going to make a dollar more with Tom Brady in there. They just don't. Like, it's, look, they max out. It's not like the NBA, MLB, where, you know, the Philadelphia Phillies signed Bryce Harper. Yeah, he might sell more tickets. The Giants are going to be 100% regardless. So I don't buy that. But one team that actually does need it business-wise is the Los Angeles Chargers. They're totally anonymous in that enormous market, and they need the bump. And they don't have a quarterback right now, obviously, because they said they're not going to go forward to Philip Rivers. So I think the Chargers are the only team business-wise that makes sense. I don't know football-wise that anybody else makes more sense. I just think when you match up all the dots, the Chargers are the one team that really could use Tom Brady for some box office appeal.
Yeah, and I agree. And from your Yahoo Sports at Yahoo.com, they rank the likely destinations Chargers, Titans, which I agree. If it's not the glitz and glamour of L.A. and the supermodel wife, and he's Tom Brady, and he sets up TB12 throughout, you know, Southern California, and he begins the, you know, crossover to movies, TV shows, producing, starring, whatever it is, then the Tennessee Titans, we all watched them during this playoff run, that with the play action, with Henry, with his quick release, with a solid, if not great, offensive line, that and a coach he knows, that I think the Titans is a realistic destination if it's not the Chargers.
And here's my problem with that. I think if you're looking at any unbiased opinion, you're just stripping away the names. Ryan Tannehill was a better quarterback than Tom Brady last year. He just was. He had a really good year. He's 10 years younger. It's maybe 11. And it just... we're banking a lot on a 43-year-old quarterback being good still. When he showed signs of slippage last year, the year before that, so he's in a decline now. We're thinking a 43-year-old quarterback is going to just go to a new team and reinvent himself and have a Pro Bowl type of year? That has never happened in NFL history. There's never been a quarterback 43 years old or older to have any success. This is throughout 100 seasons of NFL football. No quarterback, even 42 years old or older, has had any success in the NFL. And so, people bring up the Titans, I say, okay, well, I don't think that makes them a better football team. And I know we're talking about Tom Brady here, and I hate to bet against him because he is the greatest of all time. I believe that. I believe he's the greatest NFL quarterback that's ever played. But he's 43 years old. We really, truly think that he's going to step into the Tennessee Titans and be better than Ryan Tannehill, or just put up, I believe, the sixth best passer rating of all time? I'm not saying Ryan Tannehill's a great quarterback, but by any measure, he was a better quarterback last year. He's not a guy in decline. I think they'd be better off with Ryan Tannehill. I know that sounds crazy to say that out loud, but I don't think we're talking about the Tom Brady who was winning Super Bowls and winning MVPs. I think we're talking about a 43-year-old guy who the wall could come very, very quickly for him, and then what? What if you get to end of September and you're like, oh my goodness, is this 2015 Peyton Manning all over again? You've kind of... mortgage your franchise on this a little bit to get this quick fix of, hey, Tom Brady can get us to a Super Bowl. I don't know if he's that guy anymore.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, NFL insider, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. And Frank, I echo what you're saying, because that's what Belichick might have told Kraft, that I think Tom, his best years are behind him. We should not invest $30 million a year in him. And that's when you talked about Kraft saying we're going to let him test free agency. And I guess if there were no takers, that the Patriots might look at a bargain deal with Brady.
Right. And I think you hit it on the head completely there. If the New England Patriots, who are the best run team in the NFL, maybe of all the sports, you can argue, they've had more success with Brady than any other team has had with any other quarterback in NFL history. He is... legitimately the entire franchise, like him and Belichick, you don't even have to put a third face on the Mount Rushmore. We know. If they don't want him back, isn't that telling something to the Tennessee Titans and the New York Giants? Like, you kind of just go with this. You say, hey, if the New England Patriots don't want him back, that should send up alarms. It's almost like trading with the Patriots. Like, if the Patriots are interested in a guy, everybody in the NFL should say, why? Why are they interested? They must see something we don't. If the Patriots are getting rid of a guy, everybody in the NFL should say, this is the best run franchise in the NFL. What's the deal here? And now Brady, they're basically letting the franchise icon, the most popular, best player in NFL history, walk, and everybody's saying, oh, hey, we'll take him, we'll pay him $50 million to Tom Brady. Shouldn't this set off some red flags to people if the Patriots don't want him back?
That's what I think is happening right now. And you're going to get signing Brady to use it to help your franchise. And again, I get the Raiders are going to sell tickets, but it is Vegas. It is glitz and glamour. And I could see the Raiders doing that move. But on the flip side, I look at the Raiders and all the draft picks they have. And if I'm them, I try and trade up with the Lions and I grab Tua or their quarterback of the future they can build, because there's no pressure on them to win right away because of the newness of making the move from Oakland to Vegas.
I agree. No pressure at all. There's of all teams, if they're just like, hey, we're just done with Derek Carr, we want to do something different, and we're also going to plan for the future and draft Tua, that you can do both things. Okay, I guess that makes a little bit of sense. But don't sell me this line that the Las Vegas Raiders need Tom Brady to sell tickets. They don't. That's ridiculous. That is the most ridiculous thing that's being put out there. The Las Vegas Raiders are going to sell every single ticket, that brand new, sparkling new stadium, no matter who their quarterback is. And the notion that they should overpay Tom Brady because it's good for business, that is, you don't know how business really works that in the NFL.
Well, I think the NFL is more concerned when you look at the Rams, when you look at the Chargers, who made a mistake leaving San Diego, in my mind. And you had L.A. that didn't have the NFL for years, and it's not a strong NFL market. And they have that multi-billion dollar stadium coming in Inglewood, and it's going to be curious to see the short and long-term future for both the Rams and the Chargers in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I agree, and I think the Rams are at least have some kind of a foundation. I mean, they were there before, some familiarity. The Chargers move was just bad. It was the worst relocation in modern sports history. And I don't even think they're the close second. I don't think there's any other team that has relocated who can even argue that they were worse than the Chargers. I mean, that was just I still to this moment can't believe the NFL let that happen. Like, it was just dumb from the beginning. They moved to the city, didn't want them. They alienated every single fan they have. They had no fan base whatsoever, none. So if you're looking at, you know, who can get a business, it's Chargers, because they need something to stand out. They're moving into the new stadium and nobody cares there. They would care if Tom Brady's their quarterback, at least until Tom Brady has a 75 rating in October, if that's going to happen. So, you know, I mean, the Chargers, that's why I go back to the Chargers, and it just, no other team makes sense unless you're just, you know, looking at film from 2007 and saying, oh, we're getting this Tom Brady.
Now, that whole move was based on having a NFC and AFC teams, plural, for your TV deals, both current and in the future, in the second biggest market. That wasn't about the fans. That was about current and future TV deals.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Spanos family got a great deal. They're basically paying nothing. they have one of the more sweetheart deals you can ever find. So I get it, I guess, from that. But just as far as a team, as far as your branding, as far as your franchise, they're playing in the second largest market in America, and nobody cares.
People do care about what the players and GMs and coaches and the conversation at the combine. It's not so much about the workouts. The theme has been how Joe Burrow said, well, you guys ran with the story. I'll show up wherever, you know, I'm drafted. And Matt Patricia, the Lions head coach, saying it was a crock about, you know, the reports that Matt Stafford was being shopped. So at least some honesty has been the bright spot of this. I know the collective bargaining agreement, which we'll get to in a moment, and the possible 17-game schedule has been a topic of conversation, but some brutal honesty, which is refreshing from players and coaches.
Yeah, and you know, I guess honesty should be put with an asterisk before the draft, because we never know. I buy that Burrow is going to play wherever. I don't know why he didn't state that more equivocally before. And the whole like Lions Stafford thing never made sense. It just was ridiculous to me. It doesn't make sense for anybody involved. Like, why? What would be the point of that? So, we'll see what's true, what's not, I guess. But we're getting some news out of Indy, at least this week.
Yeah, between you know, how guys run or how they look, or they're showing up, but they're not going to work out, but they're going to do the presser, or Tua says he's healthy. And the Tua story, if healthy, and I know everyone talks about the Lions at that number three spot, that could be a mega offer location. But I do wonder if you're Ron Rivera, if you're the Washington Redskins, and I get Chase Young and I get an edge rusher, I get you just drafted Haskins, but if Tua is there, who was forecast as the overall number one pick before the 2019 season began, and you're a new head coach. Are you going to ride Haskins, or if you have a chance for a franchise quarterback, could the Redskins do something crazy and take Tua at two?
Yeah, and absolutely. This goes back to the Arizona Cardinals a year ago when everybody said, I said, kind of for a while, how can they draft a guy? They just drafted a guy 10th overall. Well, if you think, if Ron Rivera, who did not draft Dwayne Haskins, if you come into that situation and you say, we don't really love Haskins, but we do love Tua, then why not draft him? That's the most important position in sports. I know Chase Young is a great, great talent, and you know I would draft him, but I'm not sold on Tua either. But if you are sold on Tua, if you're Ron Rivera and you're saying, this guy was going to be the number one pick, we have clear medicals on him, we think we're getting a deal here, actually, because this guy should go number one. We think this guy could be a franchise quarterback. We don't think Dwayne Haskins can be. Then do it. Why not? Because you don't have you didn't draft Dwayne Haskins. You're not invested in him at all. You didn't do that. So you want to start off the right way. You want to get your right quarterback in there. It's exactly what the Arizona Cardinals did last year. It worked out for them. I think that it's clear that they're much, much better off with Kyler and Josh Rosen. So, yeah, everybody, you know, the report came out yesterday that they met with Burrow and Tua, and everybody thought it was a smoke screen, including me. I think that at the end of the day, they're going to end up, that was just to kind of get trade leverage, and I think they're going to draft Chase Young. But look, if Ron Rivera is watching tape of Tua and say, I think this is a special quarterback, I think this is a future MVP-type quarterback, then do it. Then go get your guy. Don't just stick with Dwayne Haskins because another regime drafted him 16th overall.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com NFL Insider, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. This collective bargaining agreement, the talk of 17-game schedule, expanded playoffs, some of the prominent names like Wilson and Rodgers and J.J. Watt are outspoken against it. It was a close vote to even take it to the players. There's no timeline yet on anything. But where do you stand on the expanded playoffs and the 17-game schedule? And do you think the masses will ratify it? And it was interesting to see the strategy of the owners who upped the minimum salary by $100,000, and they're looking to get the rank and file on board to get this through, not just the superstars' feedback.
Yeah, and that was pretty smart. I think that, first of all, I don't like the 17-game schedule. I hate the expanded playoffs. Why are we trying to put two more mediocre teams into the playoffs? Why? That's just ridiculous to me. It's fine. 16 games, 12 teams in the playoffs. This has worked for a long, long time. Why are we tinkering with this? No need. And I don't know. This is one of those where, do I think the CBA is going to get voted in? I really don't know. I think it was, like you said, it was smart for the owners to kind of, I don't want to say pander, but throw a bone to the rank and file, because there's a lot more guys in this league. Everybody thinks of the NFL as Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you know, guys making $30 million. The majority of the NFL is making a million or less. They have a 3-year career ahead of them. There's no reason for them to worry about what's going to happen 5 years down the line or 17 games. They want to make money now. And to say, well, it's already an extra $100,000, I think a lot of guys, and there are a lot of guys in this situation, use that money. I think it was pretty smart by the owners negotiating-wise to do that. And we'll see. A guy like a Russell Wilson, a J.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers is speaking out on this. I think as a player, you have to take that into account and say, you know, these guys have done it. These guys are superstars. These guys have a lot to lose if there's a work stoppage. But we'll see. I really don't know how this is going to go, but I think if it does get voted through, I think the union really, really splinters after that, because there's just so much animosity over this. You're going to have guys who are very, very against this deal having to play under this deal, and they're not going to like it.
And what's interesting, and I've always said this in my 28 years of doing a talk show, Frank, that most unions are there to protect the rank and file, and there's financial setups and insurance and benefits that blanket everybody, and it's similar based on your experience. But with sports unions, you get the superstars. You get the $300, $400 million contracts in baseball, and it's not a typical union. So it's very delicate here. And as I read the proposed CBA, I think it was brilliant by ownership, and maybe even the NFLPA thinking, well, we'll just have our big names who won't go after it. And how they went after the backside of this vote, it'll be interesting how it plays out. Frank Schraub, by the way, you can read him at yahoo.com, NFL Insider, joining us here on the Huge Radio Network. He's a big fan of the Combine, bigger than the Super Bowl is his latest column. the Combine. I can't watch it. I'm being honest. I have no interest in watching it. If I want to see people run fast, I'll watch the Olympics or track and field championships.
Yeah, I don't see how this has become a big deal. I really don't. Like, it's in prime time now, and I don't know. It is what it is, and I think that teams care less about this than media and fans. You look, and I don't think teams... I think they pay attention, of course. You want a guy who's an athlete. I mean, you guys had the cornerback there, Tease, who, you know, he didn't run well, and he didn't end up being a good player. Sometimes this stuff ends up mattering. But I think mostly it's teams don't take it too seriously. It's a box they check, but it's not the media fans. Everybody says, oh, you know, these workout warriors, and they get overdrafted, NFL teams, and underwear. They don't care that much. They want the interviews. They want the medicals. The workout stuff is something that can confirm or, you know, maybe, you know, put a red flag on a guy, but I don't think that it's something that, they don't go into the Combine with a clean slate and then, you know, figure it out from there.
Well, and you've never heard Tony Romo with Jim Nance. Welcome back to CBS's coverage. And, Tony, what about the matchup today? I'm going to tell you, the small hands of Drew Brees could be the difference.
Right. And it's, look, I mean, all of this plays in, but I don't think that it's something that, you know, it's not as serious as we are led to believe this week.
Oh, yeah, you. Romo, what do you think about Devin McCourty? I'm telling you, he bench pressed 220 47 times.
Indeed, yes, I agree. It's overdone, but it's part of the process.
It's the NFL. Again. You know what it is? You just had the season end, right, with the Super Bowl.
Right.
And the reason why the Combine is big is that it's NFL. It's the biggest sport in America, and it's conversation, and it's you and I discussing it, and then it leads right into free agency. And this offseason between the CBA, between Brady, between the magical run by the Chiefs and Mahomes front and center as the biggest name in the NFL, leading up to a draft that's loaded with stars led by Joe Burrow, this is one of the more tantalizing off seasons I can remember in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. We get some off seasons that are kind of like, oh, Trey Flowers is the biggest name on the market. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think we're going to see some moves that we'll remember for a really, really long time.
Frank, always appreciate your great insight and huge opinions. Enjoy the Combine.
Absolutely.